Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
And nobody said a word.
bless your word. This is the hypocrisy of the United States. The Jackson Police, Jackson Police Department has already the campus was besieged by troopers for 2 days. Have we come that far? As you saw the events of this week in Washington, D.C., and the events in Georgia, in Washington, this country is in serious trouble. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, please go vote. This might be the vote for your life. That's no joke. This could be the vote for your life. We have Mitch McConnell, who only enforced the law when it's convenient for him. And this was about my mind about power and control. Mitch McConnell, when President Obama appointed a judge, McConnell said, no, we gotta wait the election. Okay, fine. But what did he do years later when President John Trump becomes president? Oh, we gotta do it now. This is the hypocrisy of the United States. Once again, I want you to remember May 4th, 1970, as students protested the Vietnam War against the United States. But they make a song about against Dayton. And don't make a song at all about Jackson Dayton. We know where the priorities are. Take a break.
Oh,
the NBA on the DLC. Right now, the Milwaukee Bucks have a 22-19 lead on the Boston Celtics at the end of the first period. Friday Night Lights, Dallas scoring at Philadelphia, Embiid returns a signature win. First game of the series, 99-79, and Maxey agreeing on 21 points. And Embiid with a difference on defense. Miami has a 2-1 game lead. And the Sixers will play on Monday night in Philadelphia. Jenny Brunson and Luka Doncic lead Dallas back into the playoffs. 103-94 victory over the Phoenix Suns. The Suns also have a 2-1 lead in their series and will play Monday night. At 5:15 today, the Golden State Warriors will play Memphis Grizzlies at San Francisco. Chase Center in San Francisco. If you're going to the game, please go early because it's a baseball game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants are at 3:15. So, 3rd Street in Oakland, 3rd Street in San Francisco will be jammed up. So, go early if you're going to either the Warriors or Giants game. WNBA, the latest show last night, first game of the year, Washington and Mystic defeat the Indiana Fever. 84-70 and now I'm done. Back from surgery. And the Dodgers and Cloud get 20 points each. And the Washington Mystics with now I'm done are the odds on favorite with the Chicago Sky. Chicago Sky as Candace Bucker. They are the favorites to win the title. Today's game, the Connecticut Sun play the New York Liberty, and the new owner of the Atlanta Dream will play the Dallas Wings. And that's it for the NBA. Toronto Maple Leafs go to Florida and defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning. fire to do, and they get withdrew without getting Malagav empty gold. That's Campbell's out 34 shots, lead the series 2-1 and play Monday night. Mizzou, while about they would move 5-4, and they played 5 extra goals. That means the Warriors go to City California, LA, and take care of business with the LA Kings. Gold brother, Evander Kane, I still believe the LA Sharks made a big mistake. And Evander Kane gets 3 goals in the victory in Los Angeles. Today, the Washington Capitals defeat the Florida Panthers 5-2. Take a 2-1 goal lead and 2-1 series lead. And Ovechkin begin to get his gear going. Watch out, Florida Panthers, because Ovi gets there, it's over. Colorado and Nashville. Little and Calgary at Dallas late game. And the New York Rangers will play the Pittsburgh Penguins at 4 p.m. Pacific. 4 p.m. Pacific time. Major League Baseball. The Angels can either roll with their board with their roll, and they beat the Washington Nationals. Minnesota Twins can either the Oakland A's victory and the Minnesota A's are going to die against their roll. Minnesota 2-1 victory over Jose Marina. And Byron Buxton get homers. Manny Machado and the Padres are also in a row as they beat the Miami Marlins 3-2. Kevin Carson singles in when he runs the ninth inning for the Cardinals, and the San Francisco Giants also are losing streak of 6. Yesterday, this game was postponed due to weather. We'll either make up today or Sunday the winter. Check your local listing to see which day will be the winter. 1-1, the clerk gets Bert Brandon or Russell. Russell gets second place. As something's wrong with Lewis Hamilton. And he comes in fifth place in the practice rounds. There you have Friday Night Lights. We'll come back in a minute.
But Dan is so aware, and he
Number on Eagle Glory in the WNBA. lady out of Russia. The Detroit Lions do not want to play an NFL game with the Drive program. The NFL wanted the Lions to take 10 minutes, and they took 2. And that was written up because ESPN, wanted to showcase this player, Aiden Hutchinson, but because of the Detroit Lions going so fast, they couldn't do it. The NCAA is crying, woe is me, after NIL deals, and Jordan Addison transferred from the University of Pittsburgh, now wants to go to USC because he got an NIL deal. The University of Georgia, the Bulldogs, set the record for most people drafted in 1 year at 15. 5 in the top 10 picks were Georgia Bulldogs. On Tuesday, Ryan Tannehill is having a come-to-Jesus moment. He doesn't think he's teaching a rookie his job. Malik Willis from Liberty. Well, guess what, Ryan Tannehill? That is your job, to mentor a rookie. Where have we heard this before? Let a black veteran quarterback do the same thing as you have. You will be out of a job immediately. Wednesday, Gary Payton III will be out 3 to 5 weeks. Andre Lowbridge from Dylan Brooks of the Memphis Grizzlies. He has little ligament damage. They might work on that. Brooklyn Ben Simmons has back surgery. And Madison Bumgarner of the Arizona D-backs that he did for the game. And the umpire was that, the umpire is right, they charged the game. They threw Buckner out, the first inning. On Thursday, Draymond Green gets fined $25,000 for the bird. Memphis Dylan Brooks gets a 1-game suspension. For low printing, Blake Flau, 2. Putting Gary Payton out for the rest of the season. Here's my idea. If you get a flagrant 2, I don't care who it is, and you injure somebody, and that person cannot come back to the arena to that game, you should not be allowed to play until that an injured player comes back. The consequences that Dylan, he'll be back playing on Monday night. It's not fair regular Goldie, Dendera is also out. So Dominguez will take the lead, and Pittsburgh also a rookie Goldie is in Nashville, and another rookie Goldie. And guys are all over the place. Yeah, second and third string goalies. I never seen it happen before. I never seen this happen. Where second and third string goalies are in the playoffs. It is very interesting. I need to get Hurricanes. Look very good in their previous games. Next week we'll get more detail in the NHL and NBA playoffs. Take a break.
And this one takes us back a few years, but it's such a gas, I just know you're going to be glad about it. The Intruders and Cowboys the Girl.
Cowboys the Girl.
Thank you. 29. He was the first second week of the season. Bandits beat the Gamblers. And the Birmingham Dragons remain undefeated. And they got a whole bit of advantage playing in Birmingham. And they beat the New Orleans Breakers 23-13. On Sunday, the Maulers go winless as the Panthers beat them 20-0. While the New Jersey Generals beat the Philadelphia Stars 21-16. Moving on. LPGA last week, Flowers Brothers champion Marina Alex beat Jin Young Koo, who then moved to the way. Marina Alex goes the last day and beats Jin Young Koo for Flowers Brothers championship. Last week in Mexico, in the Open in Medina, John Rahm wins from beginning to end. WTA, they play all over the world. They play in Germany, Portugal, Spain, and Italy last weekend. NASCAR, last week in Georgia, Max Dryden 400. Indoor, however, they moved it to Monday, and we have a winner. Next week is the Honda Grand Prix, Alabama. And this week, Formula One goes in Miami, Miami, Florida, for the Miami Grand Prix. Formula One in the United States for the first time this week. They'll be back again in August in Texas. Yes, sir. We'll go back in a minute.
Jackson up the hill for the cheer. Get a bell.
the league championships. Yeah, Chicago goes to Chicago White Sox. The White Sox need the division, but the Cubs are struggling. I don't think a Max Crosby will be 10-6. Max Scherzer. I start. As the Mets win no series, the 7th straight. Yankees with the Chicago, the Royals, 6-3. The A's get sweep by the Cleveland Guardians. And the Giants lose their first series to the Washington Nationals last weekend. Monday, the Mets got Robinson Cano, and the Mets for Sammy Adkins, all the teams got their rosters by two players. Major Baseball suspension manager Buck Showalter and pitcher Juan Lopez were throwing at Phillies Kyle Schwarber on the weekend. Yankees get a draw as they beat the Blue Jays 3-2. Mets lose to Atlanta 5-2 on Riley Homer. The A's lose again, and the A's are in trouble. On Tuesday, the Mets had 3-2 and raised 5-4-3-0. Yankees blow the Blue Jays for the 11th straight 9-1. Dusty Baker gets his 2000 victory, the first black manager to do so, the 12th manager history, joining active managers Bruce Bochy in San Diego and Tony La Russa in Chicago. Guerrero gets a home run Wednesday and beat the Yankees 2-1, breaking the Yankees streak at 11. The Oakland A's continue to lose at Lutero Bates time. 3-0 victory over Lutero Bates Rays. The Angels regain the lead in the ALS. We attend the Purpose of Boston. And the White Sox beat the Cubs in the Chicago battle. And the Cardinals beat the Jersey Royals 10-0. In the Missouri, Battle of Missouri, St. Louis always seems to win the Battle of Missouri over Kansas City, the Royals against the Cardinals. On Thursday, the Mets rallied for 9 runs, for 7 runs in the 9th inning, as they beat the Phillies. Marte and Lindor homers as the Mets beat the Phillies 8-7, scoring 7 in the 9th inning. Milwaukee hit 5 homers as they beat the lowly Reds. Reds have only won 3 games this season. Shohei Ohtani almost did everything for the California Angels. As the Angels win 8-0, he was a pitcher of record. He scored a winning run, he pitched a 6-hitter, and struck out 11. The Giants, he did a slide of Thursday with a 4-game losing streak. And the G-men leave 12 men on base. Kids go on Friday. Friday. Happy birthday to Willie Mays. Willie Mays, 91 years old. Congratulations, Willie. You will always be a San Francisco Giant. Even though you were in the Met for 1 year. Today also is Buster Posey Day at Oracle Park at 3:15 Pacific Time. If you're going to the game, please go early because the Golden State Warriors are playing the Memphis Grizzlies at 5:15. The area will be crowded. All right. I'm going to thank you for the show. We're taking another break. If I find my favorite song, I'm going to come back. 70s. I try. I like that song, man. Yeah, buddy. I will try. Now, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about against Dayton. Here's a historical look at Kent State. Kent State shooting 1970.
On May 4th, 1970, the Ohio National Guard opened fire on students protesting the Vietnam War, leaving four students dead. This tragedy, known as the Kent State Incident, further divided a nation already torn over U.S. involvement in Vietnam, and it had lasting effects on the political stage. Students protested against the Vietnam War in large numbers. Young people who watched their friends, siblings, and peers being drafted were particularly active in demonstrating. And by 1970, U.S. involvement in Vietnam had actually begun to decrease. That is, until April 28th, when President Richard Nixon authorized a preemptive strike for troops to cross from South Vietnam into Cambodia. 2 days later, he made a televised speech justifying these actions. This triggered a new wave of anti-war demonstrations. On May 1st, the day after Nixon's announcement, two peaceful rallies were held at Kent State University in Kent, Ohio. Later that night, drunken revelers in downtown began pushing over garbage cans, lighting fires, and breaking store windows. Police in riot gear pushed everyone back to campus, and the whole thing was over by 2:30 a.m. The next day, as students cleaned up the damage downtown, Kent Mayor Leroy Satrum declared a civil emergency and called in the Ohio National Guard, worried that violence would erupt again. That evening, 1,000 demonstrators gathered near the campus ROTC building, and several set it aflame. The building ultimately burned to the ground. By May 3rd, 1,200 National Guardsmen occupied the Kent State campus. The governor of Ohio even helicoptered to the school and spoke at a press conference, promising to use law enforcement against student protesters. Frustrated students waited to meet with officials that night, but the officials didn't show up, so the students blocked traffic in protest. Some grew violent and were met with bayonets and tear gas. On May 4th, the governor banned demonstrations completely, distributing 12,000 leaflets prohibiting protests. But the students either didn't get the message or they didn't care. By noon, nearly 3,000 students had congregated in the university commons. 500 protesting, 1,000 cheering, and 1,500 watching. That's when 100 guardsmen confronted the protesters with M1 rifles. What happened is still clouded in confusion. The general commanding the guard ordered the crowd to disperse from a jeep, but was met with chants and rock throwing. The guard retaliated with tear gas and advanced using bayonets on their rifles to push the crowd back. And it worked. The crowd dispersed. But then, as witnesses say, 28 of the guardsmen who had retreated up a hill fired between 61 and 67 shots, some in the air and some directly at the protesters. Four students were killed. Victims Jeffrey Glenn Miller and Allison B. Krause were protesting, and William Knox Schroeder and Sandra Lee Scheuer were just bystanders. All were between 19 and 20 years old, and they were students in good standing. Nine other students were also injured. Troops claimed that they opened fire after being shot at by a sniper, but spectators heatedly denied that there were any gunshots before the guard opened fire. After the incident, Newsweek published an article with a famous photo of a 14-year-old runaway kneeling over one of the students who had been shot and killed. This photo would become a symbol of the climate of America during the Vietnam War and the violence and chaos brought on by the war itself. People became more angered and vocal about the Vietnam War than ever before. Militant activism broke out across college campuses all over the country. On May 9th, 100,000 protesters demonstrated in front of the White House. But less than a week after the demonstration, a shooting occurred on another university campus. At Jefferson State University in Mississippi, city and state police opened fire on a group of students, killing two and injuring 12. These tragedies may have spurred anti-war activism, but the resulting protests also provoked a counter-movement from conservatives and a surge in patriotism. Some argue that this reaction from those who disagreed with the protesters, often called the silent majority, handed Nixon the presidency in 1972. The Kent State incident changed America, illuminating a great divide not only over the Vietnam War, but also Americans' understanding of patriotism, a debate that continues to this day.
And we are now in another war. A war of civil rights, human rights, reproductive rights. This is where we are right now. And this is Joe with the Ebony's. Forever. Have a good night and see you next week. And don't forget tomorrow with Michael and the Music Box will continue. Go to Trojan Raw at 6 p.m. Pacific 9 East.